Sophie Dizier makes clear that average figures on hunger mask wide differences among countries and regions. Progress has been made in some parts of the world, while others have slipped back. The majority of the hungry will in 2015 still be concentrated in South and East Asia, with 326 million malnourished. But both regions will have made impressive progress. East Asia reducing the number of its hungry by 55% and South Asia by 30%. Among the developing regions today, the greatest challenge lies in sub-Saharan Africa. FAO's projections indicate that the prevalence of hunger in the region will decline by 2015, but that the number of hungry people will be slightly up from the level of 15 years ago. By then, sub-Saharan Africa will be home to 179 million undernourished people, 30% of the hungry in the developing world, compared to 20% in 1992. Today, I'm deeply sorry to report that the situation remains intolerable and unacceptable. There are more hungry people in the developing countries today, 820 million, than there were in 1996. Far from decreasing, the number of hungry people in the world is currently increasing at the rate of 4 million a year. In fact, if the current trend is to continue, the goal of halving the number of people suffering from hunger will only be achieved by 2150. Therefore, unless this trend is reversed, the commitment made by the world's leaders 10 years ago in Rome will not be met. But fortunately, there is still time. Clearly, honoring that commitment requires a greater effort than 10 years back. In fact, it demands the single-minded commitment of both developed and developing countries, of donors and recipients. It means reducing the number of undernourished by 31 million every year from now until 2015. Developing countries must invest more of their resources in agriculture and step up their own efforts to reduce hunger. They must also introduce the reforms needed to create the right environment for private investments. Donors on their side must, as soon as possible, substantially increase the level of their overseas development assistance until it reaches 0.7% of their GDP, as they have promised in particular at the Monterey and Green Eagles meetings. If, but only if, significant steps are taken in this direction, does the World Food Summit pledge of halving the number of the hungry to 412 million by 2015 have a fighting chance.
The overall number is very clear, and it's at 850 million people worldwide that are undernourished today. Out of that, 820 million are from the developing world. This means that approximately one in six people in the developing world is undernourished and continues to be undernourished today. A large part of that absolute number of undernourished people, around 60%, are in Asia. But in terms of proportion, over 33% of sub-Saharan African population continues to be undernourished today. That means one out of three people in sub-Saharan Africa face chronic hunger and undernourishment situation today.
Agricultural development is the first step in sustainable economic growth. And everyone gains from investment in agriculture, be they farmers, agribusinesses, or communities. Equally important is the role of investment from the private sector, as this can help rural people profit from agricultural production, marketing, and trade. Promoting profitable partnerships means finding new ways for small farmers and cooperatives to create profitable ventures with agribusiness and governments. It requires governments to create stable conditions, establish laws for access to land and water, enforce grades and standards, foster private investment, and provide rural infrastructure.
Nelle nostre famiglie cristiane si insegna ai piccoli a ringraziare sempre il Signore prima di prendere il cibo con una breve preghiera e il segno della croce. Questa consuetudine va conservata o riscoperta perché educa a non dare per scontato il pane quotidiano, ma a riconoscere in esso un dono della provvidenza. Dovremmo abituarci a benedire il Creatore per ogni cosa, per l'aria e per l'acqua, preziosi elementi che sono a fondamento della vita sul nostro pianeta, come pure per gli alimenti che attraverso la fecondità della terra Dio ci offre per il nostro sostentamento. Ai suoi discepoli Gesù ha insegnato a pregare chiedendo al Padre Celeste non il mio ma il nostro pane quotidiano. Ha voluto così che ogni uomo si senta corresponsabile dei suoi fratelli, perché a nessuno manchi il necessario per vivere. I prodotti della terra sono un dono destinato da Dio per l'intera famiglia umana. Certamente occorre eliminare le cause strutturali legate al sistema di governo dell'economia mondiale, che destina la maggior parte delle risorse del pianeta a una minoranza della popolazione. Tale ingiustizia è stata stigmatizzata in diverse occasioni dai venerati miei predecessori, i servi di Dio Paolo VI e Giovanni Paolo II. Per incidere su larga scala è necessario convertire il modello di sviluppo globale. Lo richiedono ormai non solo lo scandalo della fame, ma anche le emergenze ambientali ed energetiche. Tuttavia, ogni persona e ogni famiglia può e deve fare qualcosa per alleviare la fame nel mondo, adottando uno stile di vita e di consumo compatibile con la salvaguardia del creato e con criteri di giustizia verso chi coltiva la terra in ogni paese. Cari fratelli e sorelle, l'odierna giornata del ringraziamento ci invita, da una parte, a rendere grazie a Dio per i frutti del lavoro agricolo, dall'altra ci incoraggia a impegnarci concretamente per sconfiggere il flagello della fame. Ci aiuti la Vergine Maria ad essere riconoscenti per i benefici della provvidenza e a promuovere in ogni parte del globo la giustizia e la solidarietà.